Okay, so the last, we're developing the notion of the uniqueness of Achila and Korban Pesach, and specifically the position of the Beis Halevi and the Rosh Hameach, that there's Svei Dinim in Achila's Korban Pesach, that, right, meaning they could have taken this to the extreme, but they don't. But they both argue that there's Svei Dinim, namely that Achila's Korban Pesach is both Achila's HaPesach and Achila's Korbanos in general, or Shlamim, as the Rosh Hameach puts it. However, the difference, they think, between those two models are, is there a Maisa Achila, Rechiv Maisa Achila, or Karpafta de Gavra, right? Meaning, yes, each person has to have a Kezias, or is there a mitzvah that the thing should be Nechal, meaning a result-oriented obligation?
Carbon Pesach is Achila, right?
Well, Tzvei Dinim, both, right? And that's what the
Pesach then...
Correct. Now, the Rosh Hameach, right, manifests his... The way he manifests for him is in the split between when the Korban Pesach becomes usher. He takes it quite extreme, right? Between when you stop fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach and when it becomes Nosar. So you could have just said that the Chiyuv Achila and therefore the Heter Achila ended Chatzos, but it doesn't become Nosar until the morning because it's Shlomim in potential, right? That would have been a less extreme version. The Rosh Hameach takes it all the way and says, no, that until Chatzos there's a Maisa Achila, the second half of the morning, you can actually eat it B'tor Shlomim and you have to make sure that it's Kulo Nechal. But therefore, because you have the second halacha, it doesn't become nosar until the morning when there's no chiyuv or heter achila. Okay?
Yeah, I'm still looking at it. Still confused. A shech shaman on the Korban Pesach on the day of the 14th.
Correct.
There's a normal shlomim, I can eat it the next day also, and that night it becomes, right?
Correct. Day, night, day.
Here, that's not true.
Well, here, you might have thought it'd be reversed, that it's night, day, night. But that was the Gemara's Havim, a night, day, night. Because it's not the Maisa Shechita, it's when the...
Then it shouldn't be Nosar until the 16th.
Correct. Right, that was the Gemara's Havim, That was the Gemara's Havim,
no, it's... Then it shouldn't become no... Wait.
Right,
it should become Nosar on the day of the 15th.
That was the... So, No, it's...
It become Nosar the night of
no,
the 16th.
No, night, that it would, instead of day, night, day, it would be night, day, night. Because the main Maisa Achila is at night, not during the day, right? Unlike a Shlomim.
If it was night, day, night, it should become a problem...
On the morning of the 16th.
Right.
Correct. And that's the Gemara Tavamina, which it rejects. And he explains this...
But then in the Maskana, it should become a problem the night of the 15th. So the night of the 16th.
No, so he has that right compromise position. He's like, no, until the morning, right? That's the Gerasa Kosov. It's a shlumim until the morning, right? Until Chatzos, it's a Pesach, and then it's a shlumim, right? Until morning, and then it's Nosar.
So according to the.
It's not perfectly neat. It's extreme, but it's not perfectly neat, right?
So
meaning it's a.
Mr. Guy who says that the two dinim are. I forgot his name.
Some of the Yor Sameach.
Or Sameach.
Mir Simchov Dvinsk.
Well, I never heard of him. I forgot who it was. But,
You've heard of the Yor Sameach, I hope.
I know. So I forgot who specifically said it.
What?
I know who that is.
He's like in the.
No,
Brisker's read.
I'm saying I agree.
You know?
Is that like if it was Machogs or Chista and like a Rabba, I'm like, oh, one guy says Puzzle. It's not like I never heard of them. I just forgot which one goes to which.
Okay, fine.
Wait. So according to him, if he's the guy said you're able to eat it after Chatzos until the morning and that becomes Nosar?
Correct.
Then shouldn't I be able to eat it until the night of the 16th?
You should, but that's like there's a Kosov.
This is a special shlum that doesn't do it?
Correct.
So there's one din of modified shlamim and one din of specific carbon pesach.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Right. Now the Beis Halevi had said the same thing, not on the in terms of zman. Why did I put two of the same sheet here? Right. The Beis Halevi, which we saw, second, right at the beginning, right, had said this in terms of kavanas achila, right? That by normal carbon pesach, right? By kavana, yes.
Yeah.
Right, and therefore he had said that by carbon pesach, if you eat it without kavana, you're not yotzei, but by achilas kachim you are. And the reason the gemara said now his lumdish way of reading the gemara that it says if you eat a carbon l'shem achila gasa, meaning shalolu kanavanas mitzvah, that you aren't mekayim the mitzvah kim, right, in the best way, but you're not a rasha, right? Is because yes, you got achilas shlomim, but you didn't get achilas hapesach.
Right.
Right. That was his very lumdish way of doing this. Now, what I gave you here is just because you could take a million achronim, but I gave you a summary. So okay, so basically, if you ever look at the Ritva on Yevamos, have you ever looked at the Ritva on Yevamos in the Moshe Rav Kook?
No.
Okay. Oh, I know it's majorly footnotes and barely anything actually.
Yeah, there you go. So it's really, really big, but that's only for like a third of the Masechta.
I heard about Yevamos.
Right, it's only about a third of the Masechta, because at some point they said, wait, what are you doing? Right, these aren't footnotes, this is your perish that you're just shoving into footnotes on the Ritva. But Rabbi Afin was a very serious Talmud Chacham who wrote endless material. I remember once there was a tshuva that was uncharacteristically long for a Moshe.
Yeah.
Like, and I started in the middle. Like, I was looking at a section at it, right? It goes on for like 25 pages. Yeah, so at the beginning, but then I looked at it inside and went back to the beginning. In the beginning, there's a little note which says, this tshuva was written when Rabbi Afin came to visit Rav Moshe, and they wrote it together. I'm like, oh, that explains why this thing goes on for all of eternity. But he's very, very, very thorough. He's very good. If you can... you know,
get through it.
So you can get through it. Yeah, it's not succinct. It's thorough. So I gave you some of his footnote where he notes that not all achronim are on board with this. So that's what I wanted to give you. Yes. So and this will bring it all together. She says, "Vehine, b'veis alevi chelak gimel simanun aleph os gimel far amad because yezumi stira shereish lakish shereish lakish." Right. He brought the stira of reish lakish regarding kavana. V'chein al kushes a karen ora al sugya machilas sherei menachos. The Yishev, right after the parentheses, the Bachilash Kadshim, the Yeso Dino Bechefza, Shehenechal, Leka Din, the Mitzvah Shechel's Kavana. That by normal Kadshim, it's only the object, right? It has to be eaten, and therefore you need Kavana. Munaka Ludar Pashut, the Chilzachim Kachilas Matzah, to whom Mitzvah's Gavrin, the Bai Kavana. Right, but the Beis Halevi assumed that that can't be true for mitzvahs Karban Pesach. That is more like matzah, meaning it's a mitzvah akar pafta de gavra. Umikol makom, yishev stiras veish lakish nehidlon eskaven l'shem mitzvah lokiya mitzvahs achilas Pesach. Umikol makom, kevin de Pesach, yiganami mitzvahs achilas kachem, milvara mitzvahs achilas Pesach, umitzvahs achilas kachem, kayim b'achilas Pesach, gam b'likav, and olmikri b'chal poshim mikash lubam. And then the Beis Halevi had to come up with this very lumdish language, which was, when the Gemara says you're not a sinner, it means that you totally fulfilled one mitzvah and totally didn't fulfill another mitzvah.
Right?
Then you have to remember what the Beis Halevi is doing here. He's bringing a stira in Reish Lakish about whether mitzvah is Shechel's Kavana or not, and he's being meyashiv it with a super lumdish answer that you are not a sinner, but you didn't do mitzvah in the best way, means there are two chaluyos of mitzvah in the same action, of which one you got 100% and one you got zero.
Yes.
Right? Which is a pretty radical way of reading a line that says you didn't do mitzvah min amuchar. Right? Which sounds like you didn't do mitzvah min amuchar, not you did one mitzvah kihidura and one not at all. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Afin. Okay, fine. So therefore, he says, "V'kamuvan the pirusho dachuk miod." He said, "This is self-evidently, right?" Or in Latin, per se nota. It is self-evidently dachuk. Self-evidently.
Obviously.
Hello. What are you talking about? Why are you not a sinner? It's Pesach night, and you just said that he was not Yotze, if he did it l'shem achila gasa, he was not Yotze Pesach at all. How is that not a sinner? Right? Why is he not a bad guy? Right? That's like saying, oh, he had matzah and he didn't eat maror, so he's not a Russia. Why not? I mean, I get it. One star rice, whatever, you know. Come up with it. You know what I mean. So miu nireh. So after the parentheses, miu nireh demad nagar beis alevi davar pashut the pesach bevadei mitzvahs gavra kimatzah v'loka achilas kachim ledaiti yesh ladun baseh. Said I am not convinced of this super uniqueness of carbon pesach, and this is why. Chada dimatzati beveir hagon perla l'rasag. This is another one of those endless svarim, right? Right? You know Rubichum Fischl Perla, yes?
Oh, you know the name.
Okay, so if you ever see the three-volume Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rasajigon, like this thick, it's based on a poem about 400 words long by Rasajigon, and then three volumes of Perush in tiny little font by Rucham Fischl Parla, who reconstructed a Sefer HaMitzvahs out of this poem. Okay?
In a sefer, a mitzvah wasn't like a...
It's a poem, like one paragraph long. It's as long... The poem
That's
is
crazy.
His, his poem is, I think, long, shorter than your Dvar Torah for the Haggadah thing.
Words.
Yeah, it's okay. And then there's a three...
So we seen like, on the phone?
This is by the staff.
Which means there's hope, Ellie. Because that means in a thousand years, Ellie, someone will find your Dvar Torah and write the three-volume set of Perush, Rev Eli, Leh something. Right? Whatever. So he says, in your official parola, he writes, he said, it's not true. He has another interesting middle lumdus, and he says, no, it is result-oriented. But, what's the difference in Achilles Pesach? It's ala chabura.
Okay.
Right, meaning it's result oriented, but not on the Gansa Olam or the Kohanim. What's unique about Pesach is that you self define who is responsible for the result.
Okay.
Right, that's how he says. He says it is like Achilles Kodshim. Right, it is Achilles Kodshim. It is result oriented. So, what explains some of the unique features of Karban Pesach? That it requires chabura,
right?
Right, is that you have to take responsibility, right? This is his formulation.
Chabura needs to make sure it's eaten,
right? But meaning, what's different about Karban Pesach isn't that it's on the gavra; it's that you have to accept to be responsible for a specific karban, right? So it is result oriented, but the role of the gavra is to enter into responsibility for a specific karban, rather than the karban as a theoretical object, being mechayev the oila.
If I'm part of a chabura, that's me and you. You can eat the entire thing, and I'm still good.
Yes, that's the next line. Yes, exactly. Now this is, you understand, this is an interesting middle ground, because it's still saying that it's l'shem achila, but not achila and achila sagavra, but also not achila sachefza. It's that people have to take responsibility for achila sachefza.
Yes.
Right, that's what it means. It's l'shem achila, and therefore he says yes, the kol shenechal al yedei bnei chabura niskayim haase kitikuna. Yes, that's exactly right. Correct. And that's where he solves the language in the Gemara. It's nihi de mitzvah lo avad. Right, de mitzvah avad, mitzvah min amuchar lo avad. Meaning, he's saying, why is it? And by the way, remember, so with his formulation, now we come back to our sugya. Remember, in our sugya, the problem was I don't understand. Right? Meaning, according to the Beis Halevi, of all sugyot, why would I be bothered by Achila Gasa, by Kudshim, if Kudshim is result-oriented? Right? Now, he has a good answer, which is...
It's not about Kudshim.
Right. His point is, no! All Kudshim, you are...
Doesn't make a difference.
Yotze with Achila Gasa. And therefore, why are you considered not a full sinner?
Because you did that mitzvah.
Because you did it, but what didn't you do? But you, no, you didn't do it the best way.
You did the first cut in the best way.
Right, you didn't do.
Did
the right.
First cut in the.
Right. Meaning, according to Beis Halevi, it's two different dinim. Correct. Meaning he's saying you had the Pesach eaten the best way, but you, right? There's a mitzvah lechatchila for every person to have a kezayis.
Yes.
But that you didn't do because you did it through achila gasa.
Right.
Right. And that's how he's going to. And that actually makes a lot of sense to the sugya, which is he didn't do the mitzvah of an amochar, but did a mitzvah. What does that mean? That he was mekayim his role as a ben achabura, but he didn't get the lechatchila. Of Achilas Agavra.
Right.
Not he got Shlomim, but not Pesach. Is he got Pesach Shal Chabura, but not the additional mitzvah of himself? It's like mitzvah. It's like mitzvah Yoshim Bishlucho. Right? He was Mekayim the mitzvah, but not the Gufo.
Right.
Right? That's essentially what happens. Right? By doing it through Achila Gasa, he ensures that it was Nechal.
But
he didn't do it in a Maisa Achila, and therefore it's like doing it through a Shleach, let's say. Right? Essentially. Right? Or to put it more sharply, if you eat it through Achila Gasa, it's no different than making sure that the other people in your Chabura ate the Pesach.
Yes.
Which is not an Avera, but it's also not the best thing. And that's how he understands, right? That's how you could understand the Achila Gasa line, which is actually a very nice, right? Very nice. ולפיד ורב בוודי מוח דחוב דחיל ספד ליסוד דינו רק שהחפץ את דיינך על דומיה דחיל שערי מנחל דדינו שתוך על לכהן המשמר. So in that sense, it's like other carbonos. מיהו האמס נראה לי, דאף הם נינקות כפשוטו ולא כדבר בר לרסג, דחוב דחיל ספד כל אחד ואחד וחבור הקאטי ישלומר דיסוד דינה וחפצה, את דמות על חוב שאוך על חפצה, דפסה כל אחד ואחד על כל אחד. He said, right? Or you could have a third formulation, which is that it's a din of achilas hachefz al kol echad, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure that means.
Right, meaning, no, that a normal karban, the community has a responsibility for it to be nechal. Rechum Fishel Perla says, karban Pesach, there's a din that the chabur should be nechal and lechatchila. That each member of the Chabur should eat. Rabbi Yaffin is suggesting yet a third model, which is Karban Pesach. Every person has an independent chiyuv that their Karban Pesach should be nechal. Yes, that's weird. Right? I happen to like Rechum Fishel Perlas in the middle. It's actually pretty nice. Right? But Rabbi Yaffin takes a third approach. Lefizeh, Meyushav Kipshuto, Astira Meir Shlakishar Reish Lakish, Dibet Karban Pesach, Kolama, Loboy Kavana. But he said, according to this, it would make sense that you don't really need kavana. Now, what drives him to say this? Because he says, look.
Wasn't this in like a practical?
Oh, so listen. Here's his problem. What he wants to do is he says, look, according to the Beis Halevi, without kavana, you aren't Yotzei Achilas Pesach at all. You are Yotzei Achilas Kachim.
Right.
According to Rechum Fishel Perla, you're Yotzei Achilas HaChabura, but not your Lechatchila of eating.
Right.
According to his formulation, right? Even without kavana, as long as you eat it, not achila gasa. I mean, there's no chitzar in the ma'is achila. You're yotzei lechatchila, and that's why Rish Lakish seems to hold. You don't need kavana.
Lechatchila. The ma'is achila gasa.
The achila gasa, different problem. I mean, kavalt kavana l'shem achila gasa. Right.
Wait, so what's about the chizgasa? Just not like a
yeah,
nice...
It's like pot. Yeah, it's not nice. Okay. The Rechum Fishel Perla said there's a maisa, there's a chiyuv of achilas achabura. He says no, there's a chiyuv of totsa'a. I mean, each Rechum Fishel Perla says, as a member of a chabura, I'm responsible for the chabura to eat the karban. Rabbi Yaffin goes even farther and says, maybe I'm chayev as an individual to make sure that my karban pesach is nechal. Right? Now, admittedly, now the problem with it is because he's going to have to admit that the mitzvah is, even if it's on the individual, is to make sure that it's eaten, but it can only be eaten by the members of the chabura.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a weird problem. But those are three. Yes, it is. Okay, he says v'idach v'nei li'idach divrei abeir l'rasag digar kushet tozal sugi dehor yosh mehad isa sham. Rabbi Yaffin. Yeah.
Was there any doctrine between us two?
He just uses this to explain why Rish Lakish thinks you b'chol don't need kavana by Karban Pesach. Because according to the second one, he said, what do you mean Rish Lakish holds you don't need kavana by Karban Pesach? You should need kavana for the lechatchila.
That's what he said.
And he wants to say, no, the reason Rish Lakish says you don't need kavana by Karban Pesach...
But isn't the lechatchila the same for him, anyways, for Rabbi Yaffin?
Slightly different.
Because slightly. He's so a mitzvah of begufo, whatever you want to say.
No, because he thinks there's a mitzvah of totsa'ah begufo. Right, there's a mitzvah to take responsibility for the Karban Pesach, but that's a result-oriented mitzvah, and therefore doesn't need kavana.
But would it be best for me to do it with my own goof, like every other?
Possibly, but this solves the kavana problem for him. Right, meaning it doesn't change anything in terms of achila; it changes it in terms of the kavana. Because he thinks that you should. Right, his problem, I think, is that at least according to Rish Lakish, you should need kavana lechatchila. He holds that even lechatchila you don't need kavana.
Why does he think you need kavana?
Why
any whole
you could. I mean, I don't have a problem. Rabbi Yaffin is making this again. I happen to think Rabbi Chaim Fishel Perla is a better. If you're going to move away from the Beis Halevi and the Oros HaMeach, I think that the Rechum Fishel Perla, the first formulation, is a better attempt at it than his nafkamina is whether there's any benefit to having kavana, which he thinks that
I don't see why that's not
because according to the Rochem Bishul Perla, there is a mitzvah to eat it, at least the Chatchila, according to...
Fine.
But Rabbi Yavin thinks
there
isn't.
The chiv on the chabura versus the individual is not with an afkamina.
No. It's that he wants to remove any semblance of a maisa achila mitzvah, even l'chachila. He's just saying that it's individual, chovas hachefza, which is a very weird formulation, I'll be honest. Okay. Then he says, v'hinei le'idach divya be'er l'rasag, ikra kushet ozal kusuk d'horiz mehad isa sham d'achla shem achila gasa. Mitzvah kavid lav mitzad kiyum mitzvah achilas karban pesach. That's what it says, d'chol d'lo achal pesach, l'kim av hakrovas karban pesach. V'hainu, there's a dozen of his reason, d'achilas pesachim lo ma'akvei. She said, he knows the Tosus is two deos, whether if you don't have the Pesach isn't eaten, were you even Makayim the Hakrava? Okay? And therefore, because Tosus in the second day is saying that you were without eating the Pesach, you weren't Mekayim Hakrava, that is why he needs to understand that Achila Gasa must be not a case of non-Achila, right, obviously. Right?
It's a case of Achila.
Right, I mean, according to Tosfos, it says if you don't have Achila, then you weren't Yosei Hakrava. That's why he has to come onto a Shita, that this was a Achila Gasa that was an Achila, even if it was an Avera. Correct, because...
Right.
Exactly. However, right. However, that's only true if you think that Karban Pesach has a element of Maisachila. If you really move in the direction that no, it's like other Karbanos that it's totally about being Nechal,
right.
Then this isn't true, right? Because then, even if you think Achilas HaPesach is necessary for to be Yotzei Hakrava, it doesn't need a Maisa Achila, it just needs to be Nechal, in which case...
Achilas Gasa will be fine.
Correct. Right? So and therefore he's proving that Tosfos clearly doesn't hold that way. Right? That's what he's... Right? It is a nice chop. It is a good chop, right? Meaning that Tosfos clearly holds in that second day that there is a Maisa Achila component, or his analysis wouldn't make sense.
Right.
Okay, good. Whew. So then, you've turned the page. He summarizes this again. Let me just see what he added here. Now he says, "Well, there's really a much easier way of dealing with Rish Lakish, right? Which is that back Yerucham Fishel Perla land is once you say that there's a mitzvah lechatchila by Pesach of achila,
right?"
And as opposed to regular karbanot, where there's only a din in the chefza, right?
Yes.
Whether you formulate that like Beis Halevi, or you formulate it in the less extreme version of Yerucham Vishal Perla, meaning, no, it's like every other karban that it's bitotza'a, but there's a mitzvah lechatchila of eating it yourself.
Yes.
You could just say that why does Reish Lakish imply in Nazir that lichatchila you should bring the Karban Pesach l'shem Pesach, but b'di'evid you're not a Rasha if you had it the wrong kavana, meaning l'shem achila gasa? Because by a normal Karban you need no kavana, because it's totally b'totza'ah. By a regular mitzvah, which is totally Maisa mitzvah oriented, you need kavana. And by Karban Pesach, where the Iker Kiyum is b'totza'ah, but the Lechatchila Kiyum is b'maisa. So you, Kavana, you need Lechatchila, but not b'dieved. Right? I think that's what he said, but if not, that's a good Lamdish point anyways. Right?
Right?
Right? One more time. Right? The problem with Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish in general holds you need Kavana b'mitzvos.
Right.
But by Karban Pesach, he says that if you do it L'shem Achila Gasa, you weren't Yotze mitzvah ma'mufchor, but you were Yotze. I, Kavana. So he says, well, very simple. If you think that the Iker mitzvah is b'totza'ah, so that's why Reish Lakish says you're Yotzei. Because mitzvah Sichus Kavan only makes sense by Maitza.
Yes.
But Reish Lakish, meaning the person who thinks in general you need Kavanah b'mitzvot, why does he call this not Lechatchila? Because the Lechatchila mitzvah, even according to Reish Lakish and Perla, is to eat it yourself.
Yeah.
And if you do that without Kavanah, then you weren't Yotze the Lechatchila. So you're back to having been Yotze the Mitzvah without the Lechatchila component.
Right. That day holds Mitzvah's entrance come on.
Bidyuk.
Right.
I mean, because Mitzvah's entrance is going on Totsah. But Mitzvah's Shrich is going on the Maisa. But, right? Okay. Now, of course, he says not necessarily because this assumes that you need kavana lemitzvah min amuvchar, which he argues is not 100% clear, right? You can read his exact formulation, but just to summarize it, okay? So the first 2 weeks we saw the Beis Halevi in the Or Sameach, two different models, but let's focus on Rucham Vishal Perla mostly. Rucham Vishal Perla says no, I don't buy this. I agree that Achilas Kadshim is about the Totsah, but I think Achilas Pesach is also. The difference is that what's the difference between Pesach and everything else? That I'm mitchayev to be part of Chabura that will be responsible.
Right.
Why then do we find evidence that we want people to be eating the Pesach? That's only a lechatchila. And now what his last point is, why does Reish Lakish, who normally says you need mitzvah shrichas gavana, think that in this case you don't, but it's better to have?
It's a minimum of chai.
Because the Iker kiyum is totsah oriented, doesn't require kavana. The mitzvah minimum of chai is maisa oriented, requires kavana. And therefore it's totally coherent for Reish Lakish, the person who thinks you need mitzvah shrichas gavana, to say, if you eat the karban pesach, you were yotze your chiyuv, but you weren't yotze the achila component, which is the mitzvah minimum of chai.
Right.
Totally coherent. Then the third formulation is Rabbi Avins himself, which is, no, maybe this is... Rigon Vizhar Perlis makes a lot of sense because it explains why Pesach is unique.
Right?
It's coherent. Right? Amit chayev di bar chabura. I mean, what's unique about Karban is the hitchayvut to be part of the chabura.
Right.
Once you've done that, now fundamentally a Pesach is like any other Karban with a lechatchila component of achila.
Right.
Right? Rabbi Avins takes a step farther. No. Maybe it's result-oriented on the Gavra, right? Which is very weird. I'm willing to accept that there's a lechatchila on the Gavra and a bidyevet on the Chabura. It's very hard to say that there's a totsah-oriented chiyuv on the Gavra. I find that a bit weird. Right? If it's al-karpaf to the Gavra, you would think it's maisa, not totsah. I don't really know what that means. So let's focus on Rabbi Chaim Vizhar Perla. And I think, again, Rabbi Chaim Vizhar Perla has a lot to suggest it. But it doesn't... It gives a different spin on Karban Pesach being Mu'ad La'Achila, meaning a less extreme spin.
Right.
But again, the fact... But for him, I would suggest, what does it mean that it's given La'Achila? Is that a normal Karban... I'll finish with this.
Really
a normal Karban... Right. The world is Chayev. But the general rule is... when the world is Chayev, no one will do it.
Right.
Right? By Karban Pesach, because the focus is Achila... Even if you say we don't change it fundamentally, meaning it's still b'totzah but not b'maisa, the way we show that achila is more central is by picking a focus group that now has to take responsibility, and now it might actually happen.
Right.
The second aspect is that lechatchila we want you to eat it, fine, right? But b'ikaron at the level of not of lechatchila but of b'dieved, the way we translate the centrality of achila is by making specific people responsible to the Karban Pesach to make sure that the result is met. Which by normal Karban, we just hope for the best. Right?
Yes.
We hope for the best, which is obviously less of a centrality of Achila. And therefore, I really do think Rechon Vashalur has a lot to suggest it. The Beis Halevi and Or Sameach are very nice, but they're so lumdish that I'm not totally convinced. Rechon Vashal Perla is another, I think, very plausible model within the Karban Pesach. Okay?
Shkoyach.